Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going, podcast fans? Can we call them podcast fans?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Thank you so much for coming along and downloading and streaming our podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. And you know this because you have your podcast and you're listening to this right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just fun on today's show.
Today's show was immense. I loved our turd chat. Talking about turds.
Yeah, you always love a good chat about turds.
I loved our date night and we pretended to go on a date.
Yeah.
And I asked you if you'd still fancy me if I had no teeth.
Yeah, so all of that is to come. We first kicked off. Una had an absolutely nightmare of a day.
So Una had a disastrous day the other day. It was one thing after another. You spilled coffee all over you that you just purchased in the garage. And was it a milky coffee, like a cappuccino type thing?
No.
It was Americano.
Americano.
So that spilled all over your trousers and all over your car seat. So it was then on the back end of you as well. So
in my bottom.
I'd say your car stinks even
more
now. Yeah,
100%. So bad. Yeah. I need to bring it to someone, but I need to empty it of its contents. Like, I've got my slippers in there. It's ridiculous.
Why have you got slippers in your car?
I don't know,
just
Cooper. I don't know.
Snooze.
You don't know. Which I'm afraid there's something that will actually bite me. I really, in the car.
There's a high likely chance that there is
things
in your car.
So yeah. I need to do something about that.
Then you drove over the concrete stand at the petrol pumps.
Yeah.
Now, did you actually fill up or were you picnic pumping?
No, I filled up. I was on a journey.
All right, okay. And
then my bra, the underwear poked out.
Yeah, that's fair.
Digging into me.
So we said goodbye to one of your bras.
And then,
And then you were washing your hands and lo and behold, did anybody actually guess right on 087-1102-107? Pretty much everyone's saying that that the water splashed up, that it was too high powered and just splashed up all over you. You got absolutely soaked. Is that what happened when you washed your hands?
No, that would have been a lot better, actually.
What happened?
So I went to wash my hands and I turned the tap on.
Yeah.
And then I realised after I had turned, and there's a pretty, like, you know, powerful run of water from this tap now.
Good pressure.
Then when I realised what I had done, my bag was open in the sink under the tap. So I was essentially, I soaked my bag. So I got all flustered then and I just got my phone and I threw my phone out. But like everything else in my bag was soaking. And I was just like, really?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know what's going. I don't know what's happening. Like, if one thing goes wrong with me, it's like a domino effect. It's like, and just that's it for the day.
Because I was with you when this happened, and I was waiting outside of this coffee shop.
Yeah.
And you just came back out, and there was just water streaming. And it was like as if you were like having a water fight, and you're just like, I've hidden some water in my handbag. There was just water pouring out of the bottom.
I know.
I'm like, what did you do? She goes, I filled my bag of water, and I looked in. There's just stuff floating around on the inside.
I know, but at least I saved my phone. So always look on the bright side of life.
Well,
hey,
you're on iMornings
with Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Did you get your handbag all sorted out though? Is it all kind of dried out, or did you just leave it?
I just kind of left it, and I just took out the bits that were. I just took out the bits that were kind of damp, and there's a lot of paper in there that was wet and stuff. You know.
Like old lottery tickets that you hadn't checked.
Yeah, that I hadn't checked. So I might be missing out on being a millionaire now because of my debacle at the sink.
Oh, you're blaming just life on it.
Just life, yeah.
No,
just when one thing that happens, it's just like a domino effect. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Just things keep on going and going and going.
Why you though? Why?
I don't know. It's not fair.
All right. And we also had lots of fun with Scally's Alley today.
Donald Scally is a live and breathe. What is Scally's Alley this morning?
This morning we're asking, according to a study, 66% of office workers say on the average day this happens up to 20 times.
Oh, lads, this is going to be a quick one.
No, go on.
Yeah. Having to put your password in and it been wrong 20 times.
Oh, that is so annoying.
That's definitely more than 20.
Because of GDPR,
yeah.
Every time we leave our desktop, we have to log out and then...
Oh, it just locks.
It just locks.
And then you have to log in again. It's like, that's wrong. And I'm like, It's not wrong. Who left the caps lock on, Dodo?
You have arguments with your computer.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's got to be that.
It's not that, no.
Damn it.
That's the good thinking.
It's a great guess.
Is it eye roll? Not looking at anyone in particular.
You always eye roll.
I actually hurt myself eye rolling there. Yeah.
Sure, you remember that day you eye rolled so hard you nearly fell down the stairs?
Yeah.
That was mad.
Yeah.
Health and safety wear on board. They were just like, you get in one of those. Do you ever see the motorbike jackets? It's like it self inflates when you fall off. You need to get one for Una. Every time she eye rolls, her jacket inflates just in case she falls over. Right, listen, we need some guesses on 087-110-2107. The question is,
according to a study, 66% of office workers say on the average day this happens about 20 times. What is it?
All right.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
Sure, look at what we're asking this morning.
We're asking, according to a study, 66% of office workers say on the average day this happens up to 20 times. What is that?
Katrina in Galway says, is the answer that they sigh 20 times a day? I know I do.
Oh. Good impression of yourself.
Yeah.
That's
good. I know. I love a good sigh.
You're a regular sigher.
I am, but you know, it's good to sigh because I think it kind of releases whatever tension is going on in your body. So, yeah, big fan of the sighs.
Yeah, it's not the answer, but it could even be more than 20
times. Probably more than 20,
definitely with you. I don't know how you're not exhausted from all the sighing. Like it's all breath out. There's no breath in. You know what I mean? Una, do you not have another guess?
Yeah.
20 times a day. All right, let's go to WhatsApp voice notes. 087-110-2107.
Morning. It's Ricky here in Sligo.
Ricky! Yay!
I actually work as an IT manager, and this is kind of...
Oh, go on.
It could either be checking their emails or inboxes, or it could be swearing at the computer, because...
Why would you be swearing at your computer?
Pretty much one for one.
Yeah, all right, okay.
There are many reasons to swear at your computer.
There is, and that happens a lot in here. Yeah, you do that, Cooper, as well.
All the time.
Yeah. It's not the answer, though, no.
Okay, all right.
Morning, lads.
Barry.
Is that boss comes in talking about something they absolutely know nothing about?
What do you mean?
Just get out of the office and leave us at it. You don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Hey, when the boss comes in, he's like, where are you guys? I'm only messing.
No, it's not the answer. No, it's a good guess, though.
It's a great guess.
Yeah, you want the answer.
Oh, yes, please. I love the answer.
The answer is 66% of people, office workers, say this happens to them 20 times a day. It's they're interrupted by somebody in the office when they're talking. So there you go. They're impolite people in the office, you know.
Don't look at me like that. I don't interrupt you. I finish your sandwiches, as in your sentences. Yeah, but that's a good thing. That's not interrupting. That's just like we're telepathic now. You know what I mean? Stop looking at me like that and nodding your head at me.
I learned it in business psychology, actually. If you stay silent and just keep nodding, the person keeps digging the hole for themselves.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? This is radio, so I'm not going to stay silent.
I know, it doesn't really work for radio.
No.
All right.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
The dating world is a confusing world at the moment because there's a lot of people deciding to go off the dating apps. They're looking to actually meet people for real and not be just talking and swiping and left and right and whatever it is that you do on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about a friend of mine who was going on a date and he was looking for some advice of, what the hell do you talk about?
And we came up with some really good questions for him to ask on the date.
Yeah, Una's were really awkward, by the way. Sure, no surprises there.
Oh, my God. If anybody heard the conversation that just happened and what you shouted at Donna Scally right now.
Well, let's just say...
When's our next night out so people can ask what you shouted out there just 2 minutes ago?
No.
Well, there was a nature discussion...
About a cockerel
and
a hen.
And a hen, and you didn't know the difference between both of them. And then you got really defensive and you started shouting where we came from. Anyway, let's get a serious here, okay? A friend of mine is going on a first date tomorrow evening of a Friday, and he hasn't been on a date in a while, been out of the dating game for a while, and has been reluctant to get into the dating game because he was in a long-term relationship that ended, not badly, but just didn't happen. But he's panicking, and he said, is there any chance you can help me out? Because I've no idea what to talk about, because he doesn't know this person. It's a first date, and he's looking for a little bit of help. So I went and looked for what were the best things to talk about on first dates, and I'm going to try them out with you in it to see, can this relationship advice expert nail it when it comes to questions that you ask in a first date? 087-110-2107. What would you ask? You ready for question one?
Yep.
What's your favourite way to relax?
My favourite way to relax is...
It's not a job interview, is it?
No, that's not it.
Ready for a second date?
I love to read. I like to meditate.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the last show that you binge watched? I love watching TV.
I love watching TV too. Harlots was the last show.
Hell is Harlots?
Harlots is amazing. I actually watched it twice.
What's it about? This conversation's not going very well. You're not telling me anything about this show.
About Harlots?
Yeah, what's Harlots?
Well, I mean, it's...
can we get the bill?
Just watch it. Yeah. Just watch it. You really like it. I can't say on the radio what it's about.
Is it rude? Is it a period drama?
It's a period drama.
And are petticoats involved?
Petticoats.
Bodice
ripping things happen.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, I'm just telling you, you asked. What's your name, by the way?
Rick.
All right, Rick.
What's something that you want to learn?
Ooh, what's something that I want to learn? Stop that. The guitar.
Guitar? Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried learning guitar before?
I have, yeah. I'm pretty rubbish.
Yeah. Do you like... So, I can see that you really like food. You've eaten half my dinner here.
You're welcome.
What's your signature dish you love to cook?
There's this really, really nice Chinese down the road for me, and they do an amazing kung po.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so good.
If the world was to end tomorrow, what would you do? Oh my God! Check. Question six. So there's seven of these, right? What's the best thing that happened to you this week? That's a great question. What's the best thing that happened to you?
Happened to me this week? I found a fiver in my car.
Nice.
Yeah,
we could use that as a tip for the
we could. Winter. Yeah.
And last up, what was the what's the weirdest or maybe the last thing that you bought on Amazon?
So I think the last thing I bought, it was a while ago now, was an egg maker. And before you say, no, I'm not talking a hen or a bleeding cockerel. It just cooks the eggs for you in different ways. So it poaches them, it boils them.
You bought a pot?
No, it's not. It's a fancy contraption. Poaches, boils, scrambles, and you just have to sit there and do nothing.
A pot does all of that.
I'm not good at poaching eggs.
It's not going well this date.
I don't think there's going to be a second date.
Definitely.
I think you're the problem, Rick. And I don't like your questions.
Oh, okay.
I've got much better questions. Okay, I'm going to help your friend out because I've got much better questions. We're going to come back to my questions.
All right, okay. Yeah. So, Una's questions that she's going to lay on me.
Yeah.
For first.
The only thing I'll be laying on you.
Oh, by the way, you don't need a cockerel to get eggs out of a hen.
But you need the cockerel Oh, God.
Myself and Una were just chatting there about a friend of mine who's going on a first date tomorrow. Really excited about it and looking for advice for what to talk about on a first date. So we thought we'd maybe try and find some questions, and you've been sending some in on 087-110-2107. This one came in from Elena Mayo. First date question. Have you any calves or bred ewes for sale? It's a great question. What's the advantage of a bred ewe? I don't know.
I suppose.
So, Una, you said you've got a list of questions that you want to try out on me.
Yeah, okay, so here we go.
Okay, I'm actually genuinely nervous about this because if anybody has seen any of the videos recently online at iRadio.ie or at This Is iRadio, you're unhinged.
Okay, so I'm just going to go in softly, right?
Yeah, straight in, no kissing.
No. How's your mother for spuds?
She's good, yeah.
She's good?
Yeah. Father-in-law is better for spuds now, so.
Ah, right, okay.
Clearly I'm married.
So how much money do you earn a year?
How much money do I earn a year?
Yeah, like net.
Net? Net or gross? Which do you want?
I want net.
Okay. About 450,000.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You look different than your photos. Were they like really super old photos or what?
Which one? The black and white ones. I just was going for a noir look.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So, what's your count?
My count?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You know, you're...
Oh, my... I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'm currently on a 3-day streak, and I got today's in 4.
What?
Are we talking about Wordle?
Oh, God. No, I wasn't. Oh, you're really bad at this. Okay, so, can you see yourself marrying me or what?
No. And when I say you've got too much baggage, you carry around 4 bags.
If we had kids, what would you name them? This is a very interesting question. I like...
What would I name them?
Yeah.
I have no idea, because you like weird names, so...
I don't like weird names.
You do.
Okay, final question.
Yeah.
Would you still like me if I had no teeth?
That's a question for the podcast. Do you know what I mean?
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
This part of the podcast comes with a warning, and it comes with a warning every time we do this on the show as well. It's called Tone Deaf, where we play music into Una's ears and she's got to sing along. But it was a special one today because you're being tested on your Oasis knowledge.
I think I performed pretty well.
No, you didn't. Be the judge. Do you know, you can leave a comment in the review section if you like of how Una did on this. Check it out.
We're about to play a game, and a game that we have to put a warning out beforehand. Why do we have to put a warning out beforehand? Because Una does be singing and people just be getting offended by the singing.
They don't be getting offended. People do be loving my singing.
Do they?
Head they do.
This game is called Tone Deaf, and if you've never heard Tone Deaf, it's where we put a pair of headphones on Una's ears. We can't hear what's in the headphones. Only Una can, and she doesn't know what song is going to be played, and we have to try and guess then what the song is from Una actually singing back the song to us. Today we decided we'd do an Oasis special.
Yay!
Because you have said you are the biggest fan of Oasis and that you feel really hard done by.
I've been robbed.
That you haven't got a ticket yet. And if anybody has been listening to the show all week and seen our socials at This Is iRadio, the lengths that you are going to try and get tickets for Oasis is amazing.
Yeah.
And you still have no tickets. And just let you know, I have been trying to work on something. I might have something for you tomorrow, but just don't get too excited. So, if you want to help me out here as well at 087-1102-107 of what the songs are for Tone Deaf, because you know what? If you've heard this before, you know what Una's singing is like. So, you ready for your first song, Una?
Ready.
Go for it. Here we go.
Kiss the girl, she's not behind the phone. Do you know what I just did, Joan? Oh, here we go. Yeah. You gotta roll with it. You gotta take your time.
Okay,
you gotta
say. All right, time out. It's clearly roll with it.
Yeah,
well, but
done.
Why didn't I get that from the start? You meant to know the lyrics to these.
I sang the lyrics.
You didn't sing any lyrics. You didn't sing anything.
I did.
You were just meow. There's nothing going on there.
You gotta roll with it. You gotta take it.
Okay.
See, I do know the lyrics, guys.
You didn't know the lyrics. You're not proving yourself as an Oasis fan.
Like, chic. I thought
this might have been the clincher. Somebody might have went, do you know what? She knows the songs. Right, second song. Here we go.
I need shine for the sun that shines to shine. Do 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 do. It shines. I can't hear it.
Whoa. Stop
if
right
I
now.
Bye. Tears I cry.
All right, stop. You said that you were like the biggest Oasis fan.
I am the biggest Oasis. I think that was very low.
I tell you what,
it was difficult to decipher.
Just throw up your other headphones there, your actual headphones for the show. Yeah, okay. This is so you said you're the biggest Oasis fan.
I am.
And then when you said I can sing any Oasis song,
I can. A new time for the sun that shines to shine. Yeah, there were that because Liam was humming there, you know, the way he hums in the songs. So no. I was just humming along with Liam.
So I've no idea what that song is. Anybody knows? 087-110-2107. Let's get the third Oasis song on for to see if Una can actually like crawl back some respect for the Oasis fans.
For the city, live oh, and the do the ditty.
Do the ditty!
Phone and signs, brought behind my time. And after all, here I call. What is a swing in it, proud in the same old glow.
I got it. And after all, you're my wonder. What is it? Wonderwall? Wasn't Wonderwall? What was it?
Na, 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 na. I love that song. It was.
Listen.
And after all,
you're my wonder.
No,
that's what you were singing.
No, I wasn't. Titty.
Do the titty.
Phone inside, little behind my tie. You know, it was the theme song.
Oh, Half the World Away.
Yes, Half the World Away. Dig it.
I can feel the warning signs running around my mind.
A lot of messages coming in at 087-110-2107 saying, Una, stick to your day job. Unfortunately, this is her job. So by you telling her to stick to her day job, that is telling her to stick doing this.
That's harsh, man. Now, that's harsh.
The second song, there's a lot of people sending messages in.
I can't hear it.
Whoa.
A new time for the sun that shines and shine. Do-do-do.
Everyone's saying rock and roll star?
Yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm so mortified now. I'm more mortified.
You need to get out.
Yeah. No, I know. Do you know what I need? Yeah. I need a ticket to Croke Park.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una, you are continuing with your kind of like your mission to try and get Oasis tickets for the gig this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to get them by hook or by crook. So obviously I did a fashion show with my Penny Lane coats. I have my collection of Penny Lane coats that I've now changed the name to Peggy. Because in honour of Liam and Noel's man, Peggy. So I'm willing to gift someone these beautiful coats for one ticket.
Maybe two.
Yeah, maybe two.
It was a bit of an ordeal. Check it out. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of breath because Una has had me just do something which I didn't know what was going to happen. And that thing was, you needed me to help you get something out of the car. And when I went down, there was, I don't know, 150,000 coats. You're like, go on, bring them up.
Yeah, bring them up.
So, listen, I brought a microphone down just to record the journey because I knew something bizarre was going to happen. They're very dusty. Should you not, like, if these are your prized possessions, should you not keep them in, like, protective bags?
Yeah, I should, really. But that's just not me, you know.
It smelled like attic.
That, yeah.
So you want Nolan Lean's mam to buy these for a ticket?
If Peggy wanted them, I'd give them to her, yes, obviously, for a ticket. But no, I'm willing to give them to anyone. Jeez, they're heavy, aren't they?
You're carrying one.
I'm carrying two, and they're heavy. They're my babies.
Yeah, I suppose they're unique, all right? It's very you. It's like, you know when Una's coming when you see the coats?
Yeah, the coats. It's the first thing you see. The coat.
Yeah, it is. They are dusty as hell. They're so dusty, Una.
Shut up.
That's you just admitting that they are dusty. You didn't want me to talk about.
They are dusty, yeah.
They're so dusty.
I realise this.
My arms are aching now, the weight of them.
Behold the beauty you'll be blinded by.
Sorry, just got a call from health and safety. They are a fire hazard.
Shut up. Too soon.
Your whole defense system, you're usually good with comebacks and everything. But
shut up.
You're so defensive about these coats.
They are my babies. I'm obsessed. I love them so much.
What is so special about these coats? Because you do collect them.
It's just, maybe I have an addiction to coats. They're Penny Lane coats, right?
Okay.
Okay, it's a certain style of coat. But I have a plan.
Go on.
Okay.
It's your master plan.
The plan is my best one yet.
Go on.
I am going to sell these coats. They're not going to be Penny Lane coats. I'm changing them to Peggy Lane, right?
Right.
Peggy is Liam and Noel's mum.
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right?
So you changed the name of this brand of coat.
Yeah, to Peggy Lane.
Right.
And I am willing to give all of these beautiful coats, I'll get them dry cleaned before I give them to you to get rid of the dust.
Because they're so dusty.
Ah, yeah. Shut up.
Like my...
And all I want for these coats, and they're my, and I adore them.
Yeah.
It's just one ticket to Oasis. That's all I want.
Oh, just one ticket to Oasis?
So what I'm going to do is,
yeah,
I'm going to go outside, going to do a fashion show.
Okay.
Right? Try on all the coats so you can see.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put it up later, the video, so you can look at the coats. And if, I know you're going to love the coats because they're so sexy. And then if you have a ticket, just give me the ticket and you get the coats.
Okay.
Peggy Lane.
Did you get this cleared to use this platform as a way for you to just sell your coats to get yourself an Oasis ticket?
Well, my motto in life, Cooper, is do first, ask for forgiveness later.
All right, okay. let's just go back and see what's been going on, because you've now just made me carry up a bunch of dusty old coats.
Oh, don't you dare talk about the coats like that.
They're dusty old coats.
They're not dusty. They're vintage. They are worth a lot of money. They are things of beauty. They are a collector's item.
So vintage is another
vintage
name for old.
Yeah, because they're from the era of the 60s and 70s.
And
they're Penny Lane. They are well looked after. They might be a bit dusty because I have
right,
a lot of them and they're in the closet.
Dusty old coats. All right, so you've changed the name of these Penny Lane coats to what exactly?
Peggy Lane,
Peggy
in
Lane.
Honour of Liam and Noel's man, Peggy.
Why are you doing this? Because you've been at this all week now. What have you done?
Because I can't think of anything else. So... firstly, I came up with the idea of getting borrowing someone's ice cream van.
Yeah.
And changing the jingles of the ice cream van to Oasis songs like What's the Story, Knickerbocker Glory.
Brilliant.
And going around, getting into Croke Park at that. But apparently you need permits and a license.
Who'd have thought, like?
Boring.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Yawn. All the admin. Ha! Huh. Bureaucracy. So that was what else? Oh yeah, and then I got myself a Garda outfit, a high-vis vest and like a Garda hat, so I decided I was just going to look confident and march up and no one was going to question me. But apparently I could get thrown in jail for that because you can't impersonate a guard because you get offended.
Boring.
So then I went to DID Electrical because I wrote a song. Instead of She's Electric,
yeah,
it was Dandy's Electric, and I had brilliant lyrics and everything. And I went to I'm actually mortified. I'm so mortified about that video now. Yeah, it's so, oh God, I'm cringing so badly. But I thought that I'd get a ticket off them.
Didn't.
So now I have my Peggy Lane coats, yeah?
Right.
So I am going to give these absolutely magnificent, listen, you'll be blinded by their beauty. Wait till you see the video after I do my fashion show. I am willing to give you my Peggy Lane coats for one Oasis ticket.
Not two.
Well, if I could get two, that would be super.
Yeah.
Super.
Because I feel I deserve to go along with the old punishment I've been put through with this journey.
Yeah, grand. Two would be super,
yeah,
but one is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
At a hotel stay, preferably Sunday. Okay, 087-1-1-2-1-7. We are looking forward to seeing... When's your fashion show? Are you going to do it after the show?
I'm going to do it after the show.
Okay, cool. Looking forward to that.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So your coats have been offered. You've done your fashion show. It's online now at This Is I Radio. The video is there. Fabulous, darling. Fabulous. Even got lights, cameras, action, the whole lot going.
Yeah, I loved it.
You enjoyed that?
Felt like a real model doing my model walk. I always wanted to do that walk.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger, I used to watch America's Next Top Model and, you know, copy the walk, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a horse trotting.
No, it was not.
The walk, you got to put your forward foot and then your next foot forward, and then it's just putting your
you
foot forward.
You kind of pound like, but yeah. It's fierce.
Fierce. Yeah. And still no offers for your coats yet.
No, but I have another. This is my piece de resistance. Resistance. This is a big one. No, I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you until I've done it.
All right. Okay. And that could be on tomorrow's
that
show?
That will be on tomorrow's show. And this is big.
Okay.
This is huge. This is going to get me the tickets. I just know it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Be excited for this.
I'm excited for you. Like, nothing has worked up until now, and you've really put yourself out there.
I have.
Which you have to admire.
I have no shame. There's smell of want off me would knock a horse.
We had a good game of truth or trash today, and we brought it with more Oasis facts.
Truth or trash.
It's all about facts. We bring facts. We've got to call each other out on whether it's truth or trash. First up, stepping up to the podium on the open mic is Donald Scally.
My fact, a job centre banned a company from advertising for a friendly catering manager, arguing that this would discriminate against unfriendly managers, unfriendly people.
Say that again.
Say that again.
A job centre banned a company from advertising for a friendly catering manager, arguing that this would discriminate against unfriendly people going for the job.
Oh. I'm saying that that's true, and
yeah,
I'm
me too.
You can't, because you can't advertise for positions and
put an adjective behind.
Yeah, you can't just say looking for people who are great crack. You can't say that anymore.
Looking for an active dog walker. No, yeah,
yeah.
You'd both be right. It's true. Yeah. It was in the UK. Makes sense. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Points all round, Una.
Okay.
Well, not for me, but yeah.
Okay, so I have a fact here. It's an Oasis fact. The most purchased Oasis merchandise, as you might guess, would be the bucket hats and the T-shirts. This is ahead of their gigs this weekend
in
Crow Park. You got the pop-up shop in Dublin on St. Stephen's Green there. But the third most popular piece of Oasis merch is an Oasis-branded kazoo. Which is an instrument that you blow into. And the reason behind this is because Wonderwall, the melody, was written by Noel Gallagher on a kazoo.
What's a kazoo?
It's one of them. Yo, 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 yo. It's like a dirty sound.
It's not really. I'll give you a listen to the actual tape that Noel used. So before he came up with the lyrics, he used a kazoo. So kazoos cannot be gotten between Mizzenhead and Malinhead in this country, because they are the third most popular Oasis bit of merch behind the bucket hat and T-shirt.
I can believe he wrote the tune of the lyrics with he made it up with the kazoo.
Man's always got a kazoo in his top pocket, top left pocket. Always
like any good musician.
Yeah. Like, look at his check shirts next time. You see, you'd be like, hey. Is that a kazoo in your pocket, or you just
have a little?
Or is it your phone?
You know it is.
I don't know. I think they're too cool for a kazoo.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm
sorry. There's kazoo players all over the country now going, oh, I had some Oasis tickets for you, but yoink.
But like, how? Like, I'm not very familiar with.
They're not that common because they're kind of a joke sound.
No, they're a really difficult instrument to play.
He plays seven instruments. I'm sure he can play the kazoo.
Anyone can play the kazoo. Thanks, Una. Yeah.
You just, by the way, for anybody who wasn't watching on iRadio TV, that doesn't exist, you would have seen Una. Congratulate yourself for that goof. it's like humming, but you're blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like humming, but you're blowing.
So if you put your hand up to your mouth like this and go...
No, I'm not going to do that because I look like an idiot, like you just looked like there. No, I'm not getting down to Egypt level.
We won't look at you. We won't look at you.
No, I'm not on Egypt level. Not doing the kazoo sound. Don't like it.
All right, come on, truth or trash?
I'm saying trash.
You locked that in?
Yeah.
I'm saying trash too.
Oh, yeah, you'd be both right.
Oh!
Did you record that kazoo thing yourself on it?
No, I found Oasis kazoo covers.
Oh, really?
There's loads of them. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Una, you're up.
I am.
You are.
Yes. Okay. So. yeah. In 1998.
Okay.
Noel was interviewed for a rock magazine called Mojo.
Yeah.
And in that, Noel was asked, what was Wonderball actually written about?
Wonderball.
Wonderwall.
Okay.
Well, not, Wonderball is a different song. So.
That has a kazoo in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Noel said, Wonderwall was actually inspired by buttered toast landing face down. He said, the universe will let you down sometimes, but you just got to keep humming anyway. Humming.
Yeah, there is a rock magazine called Mojo. Knowing Una, it's probably not true, but for the fun of it,
hey,
it could be true.
That hurts.
And well, I know you just.
And there is a rock magazine called Mojo.
No, that is correct.
And you know, buttered toast exists, and I'm sure they're partial to a slice of toast.
Your defense system is going into like really tight defense here, so I'm calling BS on this.
You're calling BS.
Yeah, if you get too defensive over, we know it's BS.
Yeah,
and also,
that's true.
Your history of this game, you've never told it a real fact. So.
Yeah, it is trash. I'm just going to say true. Yeah,
trash.
You're messing with my mojo. Listen, it's trash.
But
yeah, no, it is. It's trash. But I mean, hey. It could be written about butter toast. I don't actually know what Wonderwall is about. I'm actually going to have to go investigate
it's
that.
It's actually about peanut butter and jam.
No, it's not.
It is.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's why we were kind of like, oh, she's got this one. Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Yeah.
All right, you still don't have a ticket to go and see Oasis.
I know. Yeah.
All right.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I just checked the comment section on the video. Still no offers on your jackets for an Oasis ticket.
I mean, what is going on? Seriously. I will dry clean the jackets. I know that Cooper said they're a little bit dusty, but I'll have them dry cleaned before I send them to you.
Dusty, the whole building needs to be cleaned because there was trails of dust coming
That's
off them.
That's absolutely ridiculous. These coats are vintage. They're from the 60s and 70s. They are in wonderful condition.
Yeah. Turd movies. Did you have fun with this?
Oh, so much fun.
We took movie titles and turned them into turds.
So just to let you in behind the scenes here on iRadio, like when we're not doing the show, we're usually out having the fun. And a conversation came up yesterday and we had way too much fun with this. And we said, you know what, we'll have a bit of crack with this if anybody wants to join in on air on 087 1102 107. You can send a voice note if you like. We are replacing movie titles and one of the words with the word turd because we are children. So we'll give you a couple of examples and you can send yours in if you want on 087 1102 107. Shall I get it started?
Yes, please.
I'm very proud of this one. I've been holding this one back. I've been gatekeeping you on this one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Inglourious Bass Turds.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Back in this.
Yeah.
Go on. Brokeback Turds.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Got any more?
Shaun of the Turds.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. And Mission Impossible Ghost Turd.
Ghost Turd.
Instead of Ghost Protocol.
How about this?
Go on.
Lord of the Turds, Fellowship of the Rings.
Oh! Here she goes.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Turd.
The turd is so clean!
Turd of New York. In the name of the turd. In the land of turds and sinners. Speak no turd.
Well, speak no turd. All right, get yours in now. Do your worst. They have to be the turdiest of all movie titles. 087 1102 107. I see them coming in. We were having fun in the office yesterday, and that bit of fun we like to bring into your life as well, and that's why we do this. And that is changing movie titles, replacing words with the word
turd.
Turd. lots of WhatsApps coming in on 087 1102 107. Michelle says 28 turds later.
Brilliant.
A series of unfortunate turds.
Oh, we've all had them.
What? Lock, stock and two smoking turds. A Christmas turd. All right, let's get some voice notes.
Hey, lads, what about Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Turd?
It'll be a different movie altogether.
Seven turds for seven brothers. Nikita and Athlone.
Nice one, Nikita. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Well, lads, Luke from Cavan here. What about Snow White and the Seven Turds?
When you wish upon a turd. Right, let's get one more of this.
Saving Private Turd, My Big Fat Greek Turd, The Turd Father, How to Train Your Turd, The Good, the Bad, and the Turd. Honey, I Shrunk the Turd. Jurassic Turd.
Stop it. Stop.
My favourite has to be
My Big Fat Greek Turd.
Don't forget to follow, rate, and roll again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una, live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.
Definitely my favourite was My Big Fat Greek Turd.
I love that. How to Train Your Turd. Yeah.
Come on, here you go. Come on over here.
And your one, Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, that was very clever.
That was very clever.
Yeah, yeah. I was very proud of that. I gatekeep that one at the start.
Yeah, you did.
Because you'd your few in front of you. I'm like, don't mind me. I got one here now and I got this. I was very proud of that. Listen, that was a fun show.
Yeah, loved it.
And I'm looking forward to tomorrow where you have, you're trying another stunt to get these Oasis tickets.
This is a publicity stunt. Okay. Yeah, this one definitely is going to get me the tickets. Can feel it in
you
authors.
You went down about it, did you?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. No shame.
None.
Okay. Well, also, if all else fails, I do have something for you. And that's all I'm saying. All right. Thanks for downloading, streaming, or whatever you're doing with the podcast. Share it with your friends. Hit follow because you'll be notified when there's a brand new one. See you tomorrow.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.